The effects of the country's financial crisis are being felt across the country and across all segments of the economy. This morning, we go to Silicon Valley in California. Juan Ha from member station KQED has this story from the hub where ambitious techies work on the next Apple or Google.
Here in Silicon Valley, world-changing dreams and technology are famously born in garages, or in this case, a spare room in Bill Schwegler's bungalow near downtown San Jose.
This is the intergalactic world headquarters of Fireplug, better known as the back bedroom here. So all you need is power and your computer and some desks, and you're in business.
Well, that's not all you need. Startups like Fireplug also require cash, a good bit of it. Schwegler started the company this spring and had planned to seek up to $3 million from venture capitalists as early as January. But now the turmoil in the financial market leaves him wondering.
It's going to be a white-knuckle experience, right? You know, I may come back to the team and say, you know, look, gang, we've got a great idea, but the timing just may be off.
Schwegler isn't the only business person in Silicon Valley who's worried. The credit crunch that first squeezed home lending has rippled into the Wall Street firms many startups depend on for growth through public stock offerings or mergers and acquisitions. Many techies and venture capitalists like Teresa Gao Renzetta are bracing for a difficult year ahead.
Are we in a downturn? Personally, I think there's no question we're in a downturn. The real question is, how long is it going to last and how widespread does it become?
Gao Renzetta is with Accel Partners, a big investor in Facebook and other rising startups. She says Accel and other firms will likely be making fewer investments, putting less money into the deals, and holding onto the startups longer. Her advice to startups?
Raise money and don't spend it. Think of it like the ant. That's your food, and make sure that you have enough there and only spend it so that you can last through the long winter. And we don't know whether the winter is going to be 6 months, 12 months, or 24 months.
Other analysts caution that if the credit crunch doesn't let up, innovation might suffer. John Fisher, a successful serial entrepreneur who now teaches business at the University of San Francisco, predicts the new economic realities could create a crisis that rivals the dot-com bust earlier this decade. He points out that there have been only 7 initial public offerings this year, only 2 in Silicon Valley. Usually, there'd be about 60 overall by this time.
We don't have access to liquidity. So no matter how good we are, maybe we're surviving, maybe we're even thriving, but who is going to buy our company or our innovation? And who is going to allow it to be a standalone company?
You are near 11 Pacific Street. You are near the Ace Hardware Store.
Working from his home office, Bill Schwegler and his team are developing mobile phone software that pinpoints a person's location. And they're trying to spend as little money as possible. Because of the financial upheavals, they're not just worried about investors. They're also worried about who will buy their products. They think they have a solution for that. Europe and Asia.
It's going to be a wild ride. It always is in the Valley. That's the best part. It's never boring.
For NPR News, I'm Juan Ha.